Around the fire in the cave centre, various concoctions were cooling on flat rock slabs. Bruff Dubbo presented them with beakers, which he filled from a pottery jug.
"Your friends, 'tis only dandelion and burdock cordial, but it be nice and cool to drink. Oh, aye."
It was dark, sweet and delicious, and the two friends slaked their thirst. Deary Lingle pushed two of her brood forward, saying,
"Stand ye up straight, Oglets, and say your piece. Come on now, stop sucking those quills or they'll never harden. Speak out."
Both the small hedgehogs shuffled about, tugging their head spikes respectfully as they recited,
"Thank ye, Sir Oak and Sir Badger,
for saving all in this cave
from the naughty foxes."
"Aye, naughty, naughty foxes.
Bad verminy foxes.
Rotten, nucky, poor, sticky old foxes."
Deary wagged a paw at her little ones.
"That's quite enough, thank ye."
She turned to the two friends who were hiding smiles by burying their faces in the beakers and said,
"What my little ones were saying is that our families would like to thank you for rescuing us from the vermin. You must stay here as long as you wish. Our cave is yours. Come now, friends, enough talking. Help yourselves to food."
Sunflash and Scarlet had never tasted such good cooking. There was young onion and leek soup, hot brown bread spread with a paste made from beech nuts, a woodland salad, and a huge apple and greengage crumble. The crumble was a great favourite with the little ones, who spread it thick with honey. Old Uncle Blun sipped piping hot soup from a wooden bowl gratefully.
"I were feared I'd whisked away to an old shadow. Grr, victuals do taste good after all that hunger."
Sunflash had an enormous appetite, but the good wives of Tirry and Bruff would not hear of him stinting himself.
"Allus plenty more, sir. There'll be an old woodland full of victuals for us to choose from now Eve's settlers free."
And so Sunflash the Mace did full justice to the spread. It was late into the night when he and the kestrel sprawled by the fire, warm, rested, and for the first time in many a season, unable to eat another mouthful. The old mole, Auntie Umma, hunted out a curious-looking instrument, a stout pole with bells, two strings, and a paw drum attached to its base. She plucked the strings, jangled the bells, and tapped the drum with a foot paw. The babes, who were far too excited to sleep, began jigging and hopping around the fire, clapping their paws. Old Uncle Blun began tapping his paws and chanting,
"Willy nilly dilly, pod pod pod, all you ugly stampy ground. My old paws beat you like yours, show us how we dance around.